Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
846, 14-9 here on WWL. Let me tell you quickly about that radio.com rewind. Very excited about this. It's new on-demand technology that allows you to pause and rewind live radio. Just like kind of with a DVR, and I know a lot of us are very busy, a lot of different things competing for our attention, and I've already been watching, you know, television and the news or a talk show or whatever, and I am deliberately trying to pay attention to what's going on, and then something happens that distracts me, and if that's sitting down in my living room, you can only imagine as you're driving around, you might miss something. So you can listen to it. You can rewind live radio. How many times do you tune in to your favorite WWL shows and you wish you hadn't missed what was said, or you're wondering, who the hell are they talking to? Or maybe the traffic report you need, the weather update you missed. Well, now you can rewind your radio with radio.com Rewind. That's the newest feature on the radio.com app and desktop listening experience. Listen to WWL when you want, where you want. For the past 24 hours, like me, you're going to love radio.com Rewind. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll is asking you, do you think the Saints' loss was just a fluke? And as it stands now, 68% are saying yes, and for the 32% that are saying no, the only thing I can say is, O ye of little faith. Could be cold tonight. There's no faith involved in that. We can tell you it is definitely going to happen. Lows on the North Shore, 25 degrees. 34 in the South Shore and highs tomorrow of 50. And 25 is a pretty hard freeze. Paul LaGrange joins us now. The host of the Home Improvement Show and owner of LaGrange Consulting. Hey, Paul, how are you?
Hey, Tommy, good morning.
Thank you, sir. And thank you for taking the time with us.
Yes, sir.
First of all, 25 is pretty hard freeze, right?
It is, yes, sir. So, you know, when it gets that cold, we need to definitely be concerned about protecting our pets, our plants, and most importantly, our pipes. And I know that's what you and I want to talk about this morning.
Yeah, you know, I had a neighbor one time, true story, wrapped his pipes. And then the next day had the broken faucet with the frozen water, you know, ice, whatever it is, running down. And part of the problem was he wrapped his gas pipe. So there can be some confusion as it relates to the outside of the house and the gas pipe and the water pipe, et cetera. So if this is a first-time homeowner, maybe, God forbid, some kind of relationship broke up and somebody has to do it for the first time themselves. Where do you start with all of this, Paul?
Yeah, so actually that's a great story because in older homes that are raised, the gas piping back then is the same exact material as the water supply piping they used many years ago. You know, today it's a little bit different story. We have different materials that are used, but that old galvanized round pipe was used for gas as well as for water supply. So if you're uncertain of which one is water supply or not, probably the best thing to do is to go inside, turn on a faucet, whether it's hot and cold, really doesn't matter. Turn it on all the way open, and then crawl into your home and put your hand on that pipe and feel for the vibration or listen for the water running through it. And that will tell you, hey, this is the water supply line that I need to protect from the cold conditions that are coming tonight.
For people that are crawling underneath their houses, do you have any? Because I got to tell you, I don't have a raised house, but I was thinking about this morning, and I don't think I'd like to necessarily crawl under the house. Do you put something, a piece of cardboard or something? How do you make this as, I hate to use the word pleasant, but how do you make it as the least unpleasant as it can be?
So a painting tarp or an old sheet or cardboard or a real thin piece of plywood, like quarter-inch thick, that's easily moved and maneuvered. Knee pads, certainly, if you got enough space where you can actually work off your knees and not you know, crawl around your belly. Knee pads are certainly helpful. Be careful because sometimes there are things underneath your home that are sharp, and you may not even realize it, and it's covered a little bit by the dirt. So some gloves certainly would be advisable as well.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll delve deeply into this. If you have any questions about wrapping the pipes, please text them in, 870-870. I don't know, and I've said this before in New Orleans, I don't know which makes people more desperate, trying to get plywood and so forth before a hurricane or trying to get pipe fittings after a freeze. 8:51 more when we return. Time now, WWL traffic. 8:56, it's cold outside, and I love it. Highs of 46 today. I think we have already reached that because it is a little misty. It is cloudy. It is cool with highs of 46, windy as well. I just told you that 43 right now. And we're going to stay in the 50s all the way through Saturday. Of course, the big story in this is the hard freeze on the North Shore tonight. We're talking to Paul LaGrange, host of the Home Improvement Show here Saturday on WWL and owner of LaGrange Consulting. Paul, some of the questions that are coming in. What about slab houses? What do you need to do? And what about faucets?
Okay, so for a slab home, obviously the piping, the water supply piping, is in the slab or directly underneath it, but you do have some pipes that are exposed to the outside conditions. For instance, where the water entrance comes into your home, meaning between the water meter and the edge of your home, there's a vertical pipe, a plumbing pipe, that is exposed, and that needs to be insulated, as well as the hose bib, or some people around here call them hose pipes. You've seen those foam cone-shaped covers you can put over each one of those hose bibs. That will protect those areas as well. If you've had another hint about this, too, because I've seen this happen, Tommy, and in fact, you and I have shared this story before when you and I were co-hosting the show together, that when we get these conditions, a lot of times the hose bibs are directly behind on the outside wall where the kitchen sink is. And we've had people call saying, hey, the water's working everywhere in my home except at the kitchen sink. And it could be what was happening was that air was coming in, that cold air and that windshield was coming in around that hose bib and getting right to the plumbing behind the kitchen sink. One way to offset that, in addition to putting that little cone-shaped cover on the outside, is open those cabinet doors where you have your kitchen, your bathroom sink, so that knowing that some cold air may be getting in because of the wind and because of the cold temperatures, at least with those cabinet doors open and your heater's operating, it'll keep that space a little bit warmer to try and reduce the risk of those pipes being frozen.
What about pipes in the attic?
All right, so pipes in the attic. Here's the good thing about us in the South, and I say this good with sort of a little side cheek there that, you know, it's not good for energy efficiency, but it's good for preventing your pipes in right. The attic from freezing, is our attics are so leaky, we lose so much heat into our attic that very rarely are your pipes going to freeze in the attic, as long as you're keeping your heater operating.
And finally, what about the letting a water run pencil? What is it, lead in a pencil thin?
Yeah. So, you know, if let's say you're working all day and you can't get supplies, you don't have the time, whatever the case may be, is your pipes aren't protected and you want to run some water. So this is what I do. In fact, I was just talking to my dad a little while ago as a preventive measure. Dad likes to run the water as well as his pipes are protected with insulation. So back to where the water enters your home. Between the house and the water meter, it enters on the right, let's say it enters on the right-hand side. Mm-hmm. You want to operate the faucet on the opposite side as far as away from that water entrance as possible. You want to do it on the hot side, and it's a very slow trickle, almost like a fast drip. It's about the size of the tip, not the size of the number two pencil, but the tip of a number two pencil. And you just run it just like a fast drip. And as soon as the risk of freeze is over, you can turn that off and don't worry about it anymore.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate your time. Paul LaGrange, host of the Home Improvement Show, owner of LaGrange Consulting. When we come back, we're going to talk about education, schools, and grades. WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.